responsible for assessing and protecting. The outline is this. The CAL FIRE is the lead agency for permits, so they're in control. Most of their staff are forest industry. They're foresters. There aren't a lot of other kinds of environmental professionals working for CAL FIRE staff. There are two other main agencies responsible for biological assessment, California Department of Fish and Wildlife. The office that regulates dogwood is out of Yountville. And the office that regulates the Little North Fork over the Mendocino line is up at Fort Bragg. And they're responsible for wetlands, fish, and wildlife. The other agency, as Dave Hope mentioned, is the Regional Water Quality Control Board for the North Coast. That's in Santa Rosa. And Jim Burke is the lead. He's an engineering geologist, and he's responsible for all these timber harvest plans. We're working to get all of the resource agencies that have the primary responsibility for the key links for the floodplain, wetlands, wildlife, rare plants, fish, to talk to each other and get on the same page and at least get up to speed with the current science and not just the last decades. And the primary report for the timber harvest plan is put together by the representative agent for Wallala Redwoods. I think it's Art Hashak. He's a registered, he's a commercial registered professional forester. He's been doing this a long time, and to be fair, I think he's been doing timber harvest plans a long time, and he's probably doing them much along the traditional lines that CAL FIRE has been approving repeatedly. So I don't want to persecute the individuals. They're probably doing what's normal in the past. The problem is they're going after a very important timber tract in an ecosystem, floodplain ecosystem, that is fundamentally different from the ridgetop timber harvest plans that are the bread and butter of the registered professional foresters and almost all the timber harvest plans that Wallala Redwoods has done in the last 20 years. They're used to doing clear cuts and heavy selection cuts on ridges with no public comment. They just press all the buttons, fill out the forms, run through the process. It's a routine. We have not chased that down because CAL FIRE is not particularly responsive to public comments, and only so many times a week can bang your head against a wall writing comments. So we have not been pursuing timber harvest plans. We have in the past pursued timber conversion plans where you convert forest to vineyards because that's a permanent clear cut. And we have gone after that in the last 15 years. We did not touch timber harvest plans until this one. This crossed the line. So the line is continuing to be crossed, and we are still getting the same registered professional forester. It's a new Wallala Redwoods, new ownership, and they are just as the previous owners. And we would like to see more cooperative ownership, or at least more cooperative attitudes. And if we can't get it from the landowner and from CAL FIRE, we will work with the agencies and anybody else we can. All we're asking for is to responsibly follow the rules that are on the books.